success. Due to my lack of a true understanding of the core principles of true success, I never really experienced the desired results I craved for, no matter how hard I tried. Can you relate to that? Maybe, like me, you are sincere and committed to what you are doing, but you find yourself making no significant progress. I have learned the hard way, because you can be sincere and committed towards accomplishing a goal but completely unfamiliar with the core principles you need to accomplish such a specific goal. You may be trying to put a square peg in a round hole, or in a hole much smaller than the peg. You will struggle, much like I did. And because I did not know the core principles of true success, or should I say, I was not operating in their accordance, no matter how much I tried, I would become frustrated and give up. This is one of the worst feelings of anyone who genuinely believes they are trying their hardest. I thank God I have been able to figure out the right process. I'm not making the same mistakes like before. I have not arrived yet, but I now know that I am on the right path to true success. And I am sharing what I've discovered during my 10-year research with you, hoping it will save you or someone you know some wasted time, unnecessary heartaches, headaches, and/or constant frustrations. Let me ask you, have you felt this way before? I don't know about you, but during my period of researching the core principles of true success, there were times I would feel, or even know within my spirit, that I was able to achieve more than that which I was experiencing at the moment. These thoughts occurred to me several times during my research, and it was during one of those moments that I made a conclusive decision. The date was the 16th of October, a day after my birthday, and I began to reminisce about my life. I was 29 years old at the time, and I decided to read about for the last time what all those successful people had done. I said to myself, there must be something that those successful people all have in common, something that they all did that made them truly successful, because their backgrounds were as diverse as they could possibly be. I began to think about all I had read for the past 10 years in my quest for the core principles of true success. I kept saying to myself, there should be some proven principles that work for everyone. To my astonishment, it was right in front of me all the while. Those universal, timeless, flawless, and infallible principles that I had been seeking were in my room all the while. They were in the books. In fact, they were in just one book, the Holy Bible. I realized for the first time that every other truly successful principle expressed in all the books originates from the Holy Bible, though that expression might not be linked by the author. And so after reading those books and the Holy Bible repeatedly, and as diligently as I could, I began to see what all these successful people had been doing and saying. Someone once said, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. It's very true. Now I was ready. What I'd learned is what I'm about to share with you in this book. It might activate something within you, something that will help you to begin working on yourself in order to truly fulfill your goals or dreams. Forward. As an editor and author, I read books all the time. Occasionally, I even read one that I truly enjoy and would recommend. Such is the case with The Power of Inner Ability, TPOI, Three Most Powerful and Infallible Laws of Life, A Guide to Achieving True Success by Nicholas Y. Mensa. When I first read the title, I thought to myself, oh no, another succeeded business book. How wrong I was. Everyone wants to succeed. You would not bother reading this if you did not want to succeed. So why should you read this book? The point of view the author writes from is fresh. The instructions he gives are such that anyone wanting to improve their life can follow. If you want change in your life, deciding to follow, accept, and adhere to the principles brought forth by the author can make that happen. The novel approach the author takes in showing a person how to succeed in life is phenomenal. It opened my eyes to look at things in a different perspective, to see how I could accomplish things, whereas before I did not think I could. It showed me how I could succeed in my life. What are you facing today? Financial, personal, or business issues that can be dealt with by using the techniques taught in this book? Enjoy, Deb Ling. Why this book? This is not a self-help book, because nothing like that really exists. This book will make you aware, if you are not already, of the incredible inner power, called inner ability, that you already possess within you. It is intended to be a guide to activating the power of your inner ability, so as to start to help you continue on your journey towards true and lasting success, what you were really created for. This book is based on a 10-year study of how people have used and still use the three most important